with solid mahogany pews and a pipe organ. A small red library was tucked on the edge of the town square and carried books about local birds and field mice. It was retchingly quaint. Of course, in this wholesome, idyllic community, my school was the anchor. It was a gray clapboard building, 2 stories tall, with shutters. There was a steeple on top, and inside, a bell that worked. The door was bright red. There were 2 apple trees on either side. The playground consisted of a sandbox, 2 swing sets, and an area of blacktop on which was painted a hopscotch outline. Now that I'm an adult and have wasted much of my life as an advertising executive, I can easily imagine the conversation that must have taken place among the occupants of that van upon seeing my schoolhouse. "So Cronkite was grilling the guy, you know, just really asking the tough questions. Then they cut away to Nixon, and boy, oh boy, you should have seen his face. It was Jesus fucking Christ, Mitch, get a load of that. Huh? Oh, mother of fucking God, stop the van! Christ, there's even a bell on top. Love those trees. But are those actually apples? Christ, yeah, those are apples. The client's gonna hate that. Apples clash with the orange flavor. So we'll cut them down and throw up a couple of maple trees. What's the fucking difference? You know, you couldn't build a set this perfect in Burbank. You really couldn't. This is so New England schoolhouse.